Problems with diesel particulate filters are emerging across a number of high-profile car brands in Australia. Toyota is already being sued as part of a class action over allegations the company sold cars with faulty filters, and lawyers say they could launch similar cases against other well-known car makers. Drivers say the filters are clogging up and, in some cases, cars have to be towed. Here's Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
Peter Lynch visits his local petrol station to fill up his Subaru Forester with diesel more often than he'd like to.
We were noticing that the efficiency was deteriorating over a number of tanks, and then this DPF warning light would come on. After the number of years that we've had the vehicle, we've determined that fuel consumption appears to be directly related to the blockages happening in the diesel particulate filter.
Peter is a mechanical engineer in country New South Wales and says he's spent thousands of dollars on repairs and has had the car towed twice when the DPF warning light has come on, signalling a problem with the filter.
This is the most unreliable vehicle I've ever had, but we've kept it because now we've found a solution.
That solution is a method he devised himself. Once a month, he drives his car in second gear at 60 kilometres an hour for 30 minutes to burn off the soot built up in the DPF.
It's lovely to drive when it's operating well, but there's no way I would buy another diesel vehicle. I just think the future of diesel vehicles, with these emission standards that are being implemented, are doomed.
Toyota is being sued as part of a class action over allegations it sold cars with faulty DPFs, which could affect up to 250,000 vehicles. Class action lawyer Charles Bannister is anticipating further court cases against other car makers.
There's been a lot of registrations from other manufacturers' vehicles, such as Range Rovers or Land Rovers, Subarus, there's been Porsche, there's been Volkswagens as well.
Stuart Charity is from the Australian Automotive Aftermarket Association, which represents independent dealerships.
The long-term solution is probably not to sell diesel cars in Australia. I think there's a real problem with the technology. The solution for people out there that own a diesel vehicle is for the government to step in and force the car makers to rectify the quality and durability issues on their vehicles and to honour their Australian consumer law obligations.
When AM approached Subaru about reported DPF issues, it said it had no diesel particulate filter related recalls since sales began in 2009. Volkswagen maintains DPFs are unlikely to be a problem if people drive regularly on freeways. Porsche told AM it no longer makes diesel cars.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.